感谢主，我们今天是联合会的最后一天，然后我们接下去会有献堂礼。
Thank God that today is the last day of our spiritual convocation, and also today is the dedication of our church.
我们都很希望我们的教会充满着神的恩典。
We all hope that our church is filled with the graces of God.
让每一个人来教会敬拜神的人都体会到神丰盛的恩典。
So that every one of us attending the services today will receive and feel the blessing and grace of God.
保罗的一生，他有一个体验，就是在世界上做人不是靠聪明，乃是靠神的恩典。
And Paul learned that living in this world, you do not learn with your own smarts, but rather you live with the grace of God.
这是我们今天做一个基督徒可以荣耀神的地方。
And today, this is the one point that as Christians we could glorify God.
我们靠神的恩典在生活。
And we live by the grace of God.
那如果教会里面充满神的恩典很多人会被神的恩感动来亲近神，被神的恩感动来回报神的爱。
And if our church is filled with grace of God, then a lot of people coming to our church will be touched and will be filled with the grace of God.
那怎么样让教会里面会充满神的恩典？
So how can we fill our church?A church with the grace of God.
我们用西西家王的例子来思想一下。
Let's look at an example in the Bible.
我们看历代志下二十九章。
Let's look at Second Chronicles.
二十九章。
Chapter 29.
历代志下二十九章。
Second Chronicles chapter 29 verse
第一节。
Verse 1.
西西家登基的时候年25岁，在耶路撒冷作王29年。所以说西西家作王的时候只有25岁。
Here says that Hezekiah became the king when he was 25 years old.
相当年轻啊。
Very young.
那我们在教会里面有时候做过圣工，常常会感觉到好像年轻人的想法跟年纪一代不太一样。
A lot of times in our holy work in church, we find that the thoughts and ideas of the youth are different than those who are older.
那我们常常感觉得到年纪一大的人因为在信仰上对神有体验就是比较有根基。
And you will find that the elderly members, because they have gone through a lot of experiences in our faith, that they have a lot more foundation.
那年轻的人在这个世界上有一些成就所以很多的想法是从世界来的。
In their ideas, and the youth, they have a lot of youth in them, and they have a lot of goals they want to pursue. So they have that reflects in their ideas.
但是西西家做王的时候倒过来了。
King Hezekiah was the reverse of that concept.
在西西家前几个王全部都是拜偶像。
Prior to King Hezekiah, the kings before him worshipped the idols.
那这个几个王下来超过100年了。
And that was about for a duration of 100 years.
所以在那个社会上已经有一个传统在里面。
So throughout that time, they had this cultural or tradition of worshiping the idols.
但这个年轻的西西家25岁的时候，他立志改变。
But the young King Hezekiah, when he was 25 years old, he was determined to reform.That tradition.
那第二节西西家看行神眼中看为正的事情。
Verse 2, Hezekiah did what was right in the eyes of the Lord.
那西西家对当时的世代不能够得到神的恩典，他看得很清楚，原因在哪里。
And Hezekiah didn't feel that he received the grace of the Lord at that time. And why did he see that?
所以我们今天需要有属灵的眼光来看清楚到底我们教会要怎么才能够进步。
Today we need the spiritual eyes in order for us to see the areas of which the church should improve on.
我们如果看得很清楚，我们的做法才会正确。
If we can use our spiritual eyes to see clearly, then we can act accordingly.
那在历代志下三十章西西家就派人去告诉以色列家全国的百姓。
And in chapter 30, Hezekiah sent people to send word to all Israel.
我们看第六节。
Verse 6.
主意就把王和众首领的信遵着王命传遍以色列和犹大，内中说，以色列人啊，你们当转向神亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各、以撒以色列的神，好叫你他转向你们，脱离亚述王啊手的渔民。所以啊，以色列百姓受到很多的苦哈，到最后的结论就是他们离开神。
And the reason why Israel suffered greatly was because they departed from their Lord.
所以啊，神的恩典离开他们。
And that was the reason why the graces of the Lord left them.
那现在西西家王他要做几件事情。
Now Hezekiah was determined to do a few things.
在32章的第一节。
In chapter 32, verse 1.
说这个虔诚的事以后，亚述王希拿基来入侵犹大，围攻坚固的城，要攻破占据。
And verse 1, it says, after that, Hezekiah had so faithfully done, king of Syria came and invaded Judah.
那从32章我们可以看到神与西西家王同在。
In chapter 32, we can see that God abided with King Hezekiah.
所以神代替他们把亚述王打败。
So God helped Hezekiah to defeat the king of Syria.
24节，西西家生了严重的病。
And after that, Hezekiah became ill.
那后来他祷告，神赦免他，神就医治他。
After praying to the Lord, God healed him.
那27节，西西家有很多富有跟尊荣。
In verse 27, it records that Hezekiah had very great riches and honor.
这是因为神赐福给他。
That was because God blessed him.
所以32节的第一句话这是关键。
And here's a very important point in recording verse 32.
西西家做了很多虔诚的事，神认为好的事情，接下去神的恩典就一直来到。
And because of the fact that the good deeds of Hezekiah, and after which God was with him and blessed him.
那我们就想，到底西西家做了什么事情？
So what are the events and the doings of King Hezekiah?
那就回到历代志下29章来看。
Let's turn back to 2 Chronicles, verse chapter 29.
从第三节开始，西西家人命令人洁净圣殿。
Starting from verse 3, King Hezekiah ordered people to purify themselves.
所以在11节啊，他们一共用了差不多16天才洁净完毕。
And in they took about 16 days to purify themselves.
可见西西家以前的王啊，那个圣殿关起来，差不多已经都坏掉了。
And which means that the kings before Hezekiah let the temples in ruins.
那现在西西家很看重啊，要得神的恩典，要从神的殿开始。
So Hezekiah realizes that in order to receive the blessing of God, he has to clean up the temple.
所以开始洁净圣殿。
So the first thing he did was to purify the temple of God.
那个圣殿是什么？
And the temple represents what?
当然我们以物质来讲，这个会堂。
Of course, the temple and materialistically is just this physical house that we dwell in.
但是更重要，那个圣殿就是指着我们每一个人。
But the temple also represents every one of the members of the church.
所以哥林多后书说我们就是神的殿。
That's why in 2 Corinthians it says that we are the temple of God.
我曾经到那个象牙海 Ivory Coast.
I've been to Ivory Coast before.
有一个弟兄啊，他把他的一个房间啊献给教会做祈祷所。
And there was a brother there that dedicated or offer one of his room to the church as a to worship God.
结果这个那个房间的旁边啊有养他鸡啊。
And next to this room of his, he had livestock, chickens.
所以虽然有祈祷所，好像都没有什么事情发生。
Even though that was the prayer house, but it seems like that's just like any other normal house.
因为那个鸡有时候跑到会堂来。
Sometimes the chickens would come into the room that which that they worship God in.
那后来他就把那个鸡牵到很远的地方去。
So After that, he relocated his livestock somewhere else.
哎，奇怪，那个在那个会堂祷告，就有人得胜，你就开始得恩典了。Very
miraculously, after that, people started to receive the Holy Spirit and receive the blessings of God.
连他养的那群鸡也变成很会生蛋。
And even those chickens started to lay a lot more eggs.
所以是神的殿要洁净。
So we have to purify the temple of God.
但是更重要是我们是神的殿。
More importantly, we are all temples of God.
那我们要洁净。
Therefore, we have to purify ourselves.
所以要得神的殿，第一步就是要审查、归回、悔改、洁净。
In order to receive the grace of God, the first thing we must do is to examine ourselves, repent, and then purify ourselves.
要用道来洗干净。
We must wash ourselves with the words of God.
有时候神用火来洗干净。
And sometimes God will purify us with His fire.
那有时候神用他的灵来洁净我们。
And sometimes God will purify us with His spirit.
这需要一段时间。
This takes time.
所以常常啊，我们要得神的恩典，需要一段属灵的追求之后，才会开始有体验。
That is the reason why a lot of times in our path of pursuit, it takes a time, some time of training, and some time of repentance.
那到29章的20节开始就献祭。
And chapter 29, verse 20, Hezekiah started to sacrifice to the Lord.
诗篇142篇说，献祭就是我们的祷告。
Psalm 142 says that offering sacrifice is our prayers.
所以圣殿洁净之后，要在神的殿里面祷告。
Therefore, after we purify the temple of God, we must pray in this temple.
这是灵祭，神所喜悦的。
And this is considered spiritual sacrifices or offerings to God, which God delights.
那30章开始就守节。
In verse chapter 30, they started to keep the festivals.
守节就很像我们现在的灵恩会。
They celebrated similar to our spiritual convocation at that time.
把世俗的事情结束了，来借着节期来亲近神。
They put aside their worldly affairs and matters and gather together to celebrate and to keep God's commands.
那这个事情做完了，神的恩典就一直临到。
So after all these doings, the blessing and the grace of God showered upon them.
所以我们教会充满神的恩典，圣经已经给我们指向一条道路怎么做。
So if our church wants to be filled with the blessings of God, the Bible has already provided us the guideline to do so.
那我们今天有献堂礼。
Today we have our church dedication.
接下去有圣餐礼。
Later on we will have a holy communion.
早上还有聚会。
And we also have a whole series of sermons.
现在一起来祷告，求主耶稣带领与我们同在。
So now we'd like to take this time to pray and ask for God's abidance.
那每一个人来都能够感受神的恩典。
So that every one of us in this temple of God today will receive and experience God.
但是我们的心是神的殿。
And we all recognize that our hearts are the temple of God.
所以我们要洁净我们的心。
That's why we must purify all of our hearts.
让神可以住在我们中间。
So that God can enter it.
所以我们现在一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
那如果你要得圣灵的，要求特别祈求，可以到前面来祷告。
And those of us who would like to receive the Holy Spirit or have any special requests can come in the front to pray.
我们现在一起来祈祷。
Let's all pray.